reduce offload times, because we know the quicker we make that transition into the hospital, the quicker we can get those ambulances back on the road. So we're aiming for something below, 30 minutes, so we can offload and make that positive transition, that safe transmission into the hospital transition, and then get them back on the road. And I'll say this, we've been benefited from the provincial grant funding to have a dedicated offload nurse program. So nursing men and women that are there, to their job is to work in collaboration with the paramedic services at the emergency door to make that successful transition. And we are blessed. And the reason why I bring this up this morning, the province has decided to continue that program, which is a benefit to all of us. And it's like buying insurance. We never want to use it, but the paramedic services, emergency services are vital to our residents.
Okay, very good. Now, here's the spotlight on Countryside Park that folks might not even be aware of.
Thank you. And last time we spoke, I believe it was last time, we talked about our amazing park system and our amazing playground system and the investment that we make annually and the list of parks that need to be refurbished every year. We talked about some concerns around the Devon Park and the refurbishing that it needs. But I also want to talk about the newest of creation of a park that's coming forward, and that's the Countryside Park, which is just behind the Rotary Complex. If you head up McCarthy Road into the new development area there in the northwest corner of the city, we have an eight acre parcel of land that's been amassed. Instead of building small parquettes and parquets, we've amassed 8 acres of land that will be a destination park for families. You know, I take my own grandchildren on parks, and some of our best conversations are to and from the park system. And so we are, the city of Stratford, and a huge shout out to community services, are creating opportunities where individuals can share what they believe we need and want in those parks. So we want to create a park that reflects those desires. And so they had a pop-up at the Stratford Fall Fair. There's a pop-up coming on this Saturday at the Farmers Market. But I also remind people, and the neat part about that, those pop-ups, there's opportunities for youth to be involved instead of written form, artistic form of drawing what they think is important in a park. But I remind people to go to Engage Stratford and complete the survey, particularly those individuals that are in the northwest part of our city, that growth area, and fill out the survey so you have an opportunity to share what you believe you and your family need for your recreational park engagement.
We're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Rithma with lots on the agenda, including your city, your future.
Yeah, let's pick this up again. And I just used the word engagement, and that's the key word here. Moving forward to October the 2nd at the Rotary Complex, we're inviting over 500 grade 10 students and their teachers to spend, it'll be Stratford District in the morning, in the afternoon, Stratford St. Michael's in the afternoon, and Nancy Campbell. I can't forget Nancy Campbell. And it's an opportunity for city services, organizations in our city, companies, businesses, to share what we offer in our community. And that's important, the education piece. What's here for you as a youth? But perhaps more importantly is to engage with our youth to find out what isn't here. Because we know the struggle about retention, the importance of retaining our youth. I just want to give an update. We have over 40 organizations that are setting up with the youth engagement stations, and over 20 with regards to youth interaction, youth voice stations. And this is our first go around. I am so keen. And youth will have a chance on iPads, on opportunities with sticky notes and writing boards to put down their thoughts and their concerns. I'm looking forward to see what they're going to tell us with the idea of us developing services and providing resources that the long-term goal is to retain those young men and women, perhaps attract and retain others, but those are essential for the growth of our city moving forward.
And that segues into the eSports Lounge.
Yeah, that is, you know, this past Wednesday, and I wasn't able to get to it because I was somewhere else, but this past Wednesday, Community Services provided an opportunity, an evening for parents and youth. And sometimes when we talk esports, I want to remind people this is for youth and adults. We're going to focus a little bit on youth this morning, but to explore how gaming can inspire creativity, teamwork, and growth for our youth. And as I said, for our adults as well. The next Strat Esports Lounge is up in the former Bingo Hall area. And this also is part of the location of our after-school youth program. And so it's a great doubling of services. I want to remind both in the youth services program, the drop-in center, and in the eSports Lounge, this is adult supervised. You know, kids, you know, do drop in. They are engaged, but certainly supervised by adults. So I encourage people to take the opportunity, young and old, to explore the eSports Lounge. And it includes access to our wonderful Fieldhouse facilities. And once again, a huge shout out to Darcy and Alana with Community Services for offering these services through the eSports, the next Strat eSports Lounge.
There you go. And it's back to school time. Let's talk about school safety zones.
Boy, we transition quickly into the fall and back to school, you know, and I want to highlight, you know, this is a topic, as I've always say, the safety of our residents, all residents, is key in our community. And school safety zones certainly is an important spot to consider and to be responsible with regards to safety. And so, you know, we continue to work with school staff, police and bylaws officers to keep kids safe in those zones, to keep kids safe as parents drop them off for school and pick them up for school. And so on Monday night at City Council, we passed a parking bylaw amendment to further improve that student safety and to allow residents on Avon Street to safely back out and access their own driveways. So bylaw that we amended impacts the Avon School public school population. And the amendment has us moving parking to one side of the street on between Avondale and Huntington, and that's between 8:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. Monday to Friday. You know, and we will continue to monitor that school zone, but also other in the city. And shout out to Darren Fisher. I've been on drive-alongs with him to highlight not only this one, but other schools as well. And I think some more changes will come, all for the safety of our students.
Okay, very good. We're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Martin, you'll have to help me out with this one. Alternative suspension program.
Yeah, a long time, you know, career, 37 years in education. And we know that students do get suspended. But we know that when students get it suspended, it impacts the family and it impacts our local community. So I was pleased to be asked to chair what we called our Alternative to Suspension program, and that's brought together and will continue to bring together the Stratford Police, Social Services Department of Stratford, the YMCA, the Avon Maitland District School Board, and Huron Perth Catholic Board, and to bring those groups together and talk about when a student is suspended, what supports are there. And currently, from my, you know, my experience, we know if they're suspended 6+ days, there is great support. But when they're supported, they're suspended between 1 to 5 days, there's very little. And 70% of the suspensions are one-day suspensions. But that's where the YMCA is stepping in. And we're going to mirror some projects that are going on in Kitchener and Guelph YMCAs, where youth have an opportunity to go to the YMCA. And I'll echo the idea that, or mention the idea that this is a template that is taking place in countries like France, Ireland, and Australia. So we're learning from beyond our borders as well. But they get an opportunity, those youths that are suspended, with the consultation of parents, of course, go to the YMCA. Half the day will be spent on work that's provided by the school system, and a half the day of workshops provided to help those students in the area of why they were suspended. And the goal is to reduce that chance of being resuspended, because it becomes a cycle. And what we continue, if we're not careful and break that cycle, we produce barriers, and we produce young people that are angry. Instead, we want to re-engage those youth as quickly as possible, get them back in the school system. I will say that the YMCA continues to be more than gyms and swimming pools with their immigration programs and programs like this. So a huge shout out to all the entities involved, as I mentioned, police, social services, Ava Maitland here on Perth Catholic, but especially the YMCA providing this amazing service. And so parents, if you haven't heard from it, about it, connect with it. And this is for youth from grade 7 to 12.
Okay, well, thank you for that. A very interesting topic. I just wasn't sure if it was alternative car suspension programs. I didn't know if we were talking Martin the mechanic here.
I don't think I could fix car suspension.
Let's talk about how successful was the 184th Stratford Fall Fair. What an amazing weekend that was.
Wow, you know, it's one of those things I believe is one of the most inclusive events, annual events in our community, where the admission is free. You can come. There is opportunities for people of all economic and social backgrounds. The 184th Fall Fair did not disappoint. Mm. A huge shout out to the Stratford and District Agricultural Society. I've been involved with that organization for 40 plus years. A huge shout out to our ambassador. And I spoke with Marshall McCrannell yesterday. He came in to pick up pins for our new ambassador, Paige Wilhelm, as she begins that same journey that Marshall went through, did an amazing job. And he shared with me how much he learned and, you know, the journey that Paige will go through as well. So I certainly want to thank the Ag Society, all the volunteers. This planning will begin again shortly. And, it, you know, the volunteers that helped us with the planning, with the setup, with the hosting, and then the tear down. So amazing, the thousands of hours. And as I said, it makes us one of the most inclusive events in Stratford annually, a 4-day event. The pie auction came to light again. Thank you to Dave Jacobs. The number one prize pie, and you could ask whose was it, but brought $425.
Wow.
And go ahead, ask the question. people are out there wondering who baked that pie.
Okay.
Go ahead, ask it.
Who baked that pie?
Thank you, Mayor Martin Ritzma. So thank you, Dave Jacobs, and all those people that John Nader, MPP Ray was in the house, all those past presidents provided pies. But what a great evening. And we have already started for the 185th edition.
There you go. And stellar weather through that weekend. It didn't rain till Sunday night.
Oh, Sunday night on clean out, I got drenched. Yeah, and I continue to get drenched. But you know what? For our visitors, I was up in that bucket 115 feet up in the air,
right.
And it was, I could not believe it was, it was fall. Yeah. It was gorgeous weather. Yes, and a special shout out to Susan McGonigal for all her work as our office administration, and she took care of the weather as well, I think.
There you go. Yes. We got a great weekend coming up, too. Okay, let's spotlight the GTR activation, and it's going to be an active place for the next little bit.
Yes, it is. And once again, I'm going to start with big thank you to the Grand Trunk Advisory Committee and the working groups. Our last meeting was September the 15th, a two-year mandate. A final recommendation will come back to council at our next council meeting. Our job is to move their work, their recommendations forward. And we wouldn't be that close to shovel-ready opportunities if it wasn't for the work of those two entities. But I want to highlight this morning and focus on our work moving forward with Destination Stratford, Stratford Public Library, and you know Mark Rosenfeld from Provocations, a monster of a man and doing great work in the Provocation Ideas Festival. But, you know, with that revealing of the huge heart on the wall of the Grand Trunk building, it reflects that 18 acres of land will be the part of the heart of Stratford moving forward, whether it's housing, whether it's community spacing, whether it's parking, whether it's the continuation of the growth of the YMCA, whether it's redevelopment or renewal, whether it's the addition to the Stratford University of Waterloo campus. That 18 acres will be a hub of prosperity in our community moving forward. We have to make some conscientious and some, you know, important decisions financially, but keep in mind that that's a project that's going to live well into the future and a project that's going to take the next 20 years to build out. As I shared, as we toured Toronto a couple weeks ago and seeing projects that are like the brickworks that are and the waterfront that's continuing to be built out, still 20 years in the making.
All right. Thank you for that. And certainly this week and coming up, National Day for Truth and Reconciliation.
And I'll start with this, that the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation is the work for us as settlers. It's our responsibility to move that work forward. A huge thank you to Alana Bowes in our Community Services Department for her work in the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. You know, we've moved away from that formal event in front of City Hall. We've moved away from that with dialogue, with consultation with our local Indigenous communities. Alana has prepared a passive and optional opportunity for those people that are walking on the north side of the river, where they can do education through a series of signage that she's put out on the North Shore Park. And that signage is going to be up September the 29th and 30th, so people can interact and take some time and engage at their own pace. So a reminder that we need to take this work, we need to take it to heart, and we need to make it our responsibility to move all those recommendations for reconciliation, truth and reconciliation. We need to move those forward.
And a reminder, there's a special screenings happening with National Film Board.
Yes.
Short films happening on Saturday at
City
Hall.
Thank you for that, Jamie.
Yep, you bet. Again, details on our website.